Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now we have the Dan Lanning Northwestern post-game clip.
This is gun violence part two for Dan Lanning from after the game.
Yeah. So, 1 second. Buck's finishing that up.
Yeah, hold on. 1 second.
We'll have that for you. But, we're going to have Lanning on tomorrow, and I don't imagine we will talk about any of this.
Yeah.
Just because, it's been covered.
Yes. Well, and it's, again, I briefly touched upon this. You had to leave a segment early on Friday, and I kind of did my sign off on this. And, this is why, I kind of took a break for a while. I just, it's such a heated thing right now, and it just feels like it's a powder keg, and everyone's trying to stack more wood on the fire instead of toning this down and trying to find some sort of middle ground. All we're doing is digging in deeper and just shouting over each other. And it's become such an ugly, ugly discourse that we have right now. And it's kind of scary. And I think this is kind of one of the things that Dan Lanning was talking about. You'll hear it here where he said, you can look at our locker room as a great example of people that have a lot of different ideas, come from a lot of different backgrounds and have a lot of love. I was sitting at lunch yesterday with a group of friends of mine that are way more conservative than I am. And one of them is a huge Charlie Kirk fan. And, we were able to have a wonderful discussion, and some things I agreed with and some things he agreed with and disagreed based on each other's view. But we had about an hour long conversation at the end of it. I gave him a hug and I said, man, I respect it. I love you. And he said, me too. We both embraced each other. And it's so refreshing that you can have those discourses. You don't have to agree with every single thing that someone says, but we're living in a time where it's just so dangerous. And I really enjoyed what Dan Lanning had to say. I thought this was a very important thing for someone like him to come out and say publicly.
Can you believe it? We have it.
We have it now.
The U.S. could learn a lot from our locker room. I think the people in this world could learn a lot from that locker room. You got guys of different races, guys of different backgrounds, different religions, and you got a team that loves each other. Like, tons of differences where they come from, what they deal with, and ultimately you got a team that loves each other. And I think we're missing some of that in our country. You talk about, you recently found out like Charlie Kirk was a Oregon fan, right? I didn't know that. I heard for his wife Erica and their kids. Like, that sort of evil should never exist in our country, and that's what it is. It's evil. Like, but I remember having to explain that to my family. Right. I remember sitting down with my kids and explaining what happened, and they're talking about people talking about it at school, and it's just sad, right? But it's just as sad, every day it seems like we deal with some sort of violence that's going on in our country, whether it's, school kids in Colorado or kids in Minnesota at churches. I mean, life matters, and I think we've lost sight of that. But I wish the world could learn a little bit of something from our locker room, because we got a bunch of people with differences. And what you got in there is a bunch of people that love there. And there's some people that'll be disappointed about how much I said about this, right? And there'll be some people that are disappointed that I didn't say enough, right? And I really don't care, right? What I do care about is if you disagree with me, if you hate me, if you don't like me, just know this, I love you. I absolutely love you, right? And life matters. And that's no way that Charlie should have experienced that, his family should have experienced that. There's no way that evil should exist in this world, and we have to continue to identify and point it out and make sure that it's absolutely evil. There's no reason in the world that our kids, we should be worried about sending our kids to school. It's our most valuable commodity in the world. They should be protected. And the reality is there's just not a lot of common sense on both sides. Like, common sense says, oh, it's mental health, right? Common sense says, oh, it's guns. You know what? It's both. Like, let's have some common sense. Our kids should be the most protected thing in the world, right? They should have armed guards at every school because there's sick people. There's sick people in this world, right? And on top of that, sick people need help. And it should be really hard for a sick person to have a gun. Should be really hard, right? And if people can't see that from both sides, how disappointing is that? But I just know, like, when you see moments like that that exist right now in our country, like, I just think about my kids. And I hope, I remember I saw that video, and it's disgusting. And I just told him, like, man, I hope my kids don't see that video. Like, how much does that suck? I hope Charlie's kids never see that video. Like, disgusting, right? And we glorify it. We praise it. You know, people are internet warriors, and those are sick people. And at some point, we need to go look at sports, because what our football team has is it has people on both sides of the fence, right? And there's fans that love our team that have a lot of different opinions. And the truth is, there's a lot of things Charlie said that I did not agree with at all. There's a lot of things he said that I did agree with. But what's disappointing is I can respect those differences. And right, somebody else couldn't. And they thought that they deserved to be God in that moment, and they didn't. Right. And nobody should have to experience that. So, yeah, I got a lot of disappointment. We had a Bible study with our team. We talked about it with our team. And I think our team feels the same way, regardless of views. I don't think they feel anybody ever deserves to experience what some people in our country are experiencing right now. And super disappointing.
So, yeah, that's what he said after Northwestern.
Thought it was a great message.
That's a real guy right there.
Yes, it is.
Dan Lanning.
And more people. Again, locker rooms, sports oftentimes is the worst of us. It can be. But sports can also be the best of us. And I do think locker rooms are a great, they're a great microcosm of what can be. Because it is true. A lot of people inside that locker room are going to be very different, and you're going to get white, and you're going to get black, and you're going to get Hispanic, and you're going to get Islander. And, you know, you have so many different points of view, but you come together as a team. And I love that he said there's some things that I really agreed with and some things I didn't, but I can respect those differences. And that's what I just, on my Friday sign-off, that's what I said. Dude, call someone that doesn't agree with you. Call a family member. Call a friend of yours that you know doesn't agree with you. And just tell them that you love them. And that it's okay. That you don't, life's boring if we all agree on something. But it doesn't mean that we have to be terrible to one another. And it doesn't mean that because someone doesn't see the world the way you see it, that that person should be canceled, or that person should be fired, or that person should be, you know, shamed into thinking that they're a terrible person because they don't view it the same way you do. And I thought it was a really important message that Lanning had there after that.
Oh, coming up next, move over, Sinaloans.
We've got a new.
Yeah, there's a new sheriff.
Oh boy.
El Señor Mencho. You read about this guy yet?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you all about him.
It's probably terrifying.
So we also...
Melchel?
Melchel? I knew it! Damn Melchel.
That's quality. It's quality.
Shane Falco, so Melchel.
Señor Melchel.
Wasn't going to take... Oh, we have another late night talk show hitting the burial ground.
Yep.
It's wild out there, Jace.
Wild in these streets, man.
It's wild out there.
Expired.
Club Hour next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.